The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Lawless FBI used FISA courts 278,000 times to spy on Americans. You know, because Americans are supposed to have rights. Oh, but they set up this FISA court stuff, really, to get around your rights. You know, folks, the Patriot Act was horrible. George W. Bush, a Republican, gave it to us. I was against it when they proposed it, after I heard what they were really doing. And there were people that came out and said, hey, you know, down the road, they're really just doing this so that they can spy on Americans. It has nothing to do with terrorism. That's what they're going to do with it. And even if it was legitimately for terrorism, as soon as the terrorist threat is considered no longer a threat, they're going to keep it and they're going to use it against Americans to go after their political enemies. And I said, when I heard people making those points way back then, it is 100% true. And when I was young on the radio, and I was talking about that and telling people how awful the Patriot Act is. Folks, I got into radio. It's funny, because of rhinos, more than anything else. Because of Rush Limbaugh, and because of rhinos. And let me explain real quick. My broadcasting career. I would sit as a teenager, and listen to Rush Limbaugh. And he would make all the awesome points, and I would feel satisfied because he would articulate how I thought even as a teenager. But I would watch these news programs, and Republicans would go on, and it just depends which channel, didn't really matter. The Republicans would sit there and actually lose arguments to liberals they had no business losing. And I would sit there and it's like, I'm a teenager and I can argue our side better than this guy. I would hear their points. I go, oh, you could slaughter that person on that point, and they would never go back and address it. And I'm like, these people stink. And I would also listen to, other than Rush Limbaugh, a lot of the local hosts in my area, and they did not make great points either. And they would debate with a liberal caller, and the liberal caller would hold their own. And I'm like, how can these people hold their own when they're based in lies? You can destroy them at their foundation of their lie. Call them out, please. And I realized, well, man, I need to be doing it since these guys can't do it. Rush Limbaugh was the exception. That was never the case with Rush. I never listened to Rush and thought, oh my gosh, Rush, why don't you make this point? Rush always nailed it. Always. Oh, but you know what it was, folks? Now I can look back and it's easy. It's because those were the rhinos on the news programs. We had no true conservative representation on cable TV, and not very good even in talk radio other than Rush Limbaugh. True conservatives did not have good representation, and on TV we had rhinos. And now I look back and say, oh, I remember the people that I used to pull my hair out. They were totally fake Republicans. They weren't trying to win the argument. They wanted the other side to win. They're a bunch of fakes. They actually agreed with the other side. That's why they couldn't argue my point of view, because they didn't even believe in my point of view. Oh, I know that now. Anyways, that's just a throwback. Let's get to the lawlessness of the FBI. It's a throwback because, remember, George W. Bush is to blame with this Patriot Act. And at the time, I was young on the radio, and I was telling people we have to get rid of the Patriot Act. It is horrible. And I was a supporter of George W. Bush. I was. He fooled me in some aspects. I didn't think he was as bad as he turned out to be. I did not think he was, because I trusted what other Republicans had said and people that visited with, that were true conservatives and went to the White House and met George W. Bush and said he was a wonderful guy. So I had to trust that what they were saying was true. But it wasn't. It wasn't. You know, as a young broadcaster, my radio station got super mad at me Because when the bailout happened under George W. Bush, remember the first bailouts, not the ones Obama did, before Obama became president, George W. Bush did bailouts. And I went ballistic on the radio, the bank bailouts, and was saying, this is socialism. This isn't conservatism. You can't be conservative and be supporting what George W. Bush is doing. Why are all the Republicans abandoning it? And I got in trouble because, you know, all the national hosts, except for Rush, if I remember correctly, but pretty much all the other national hosts, Rush wasn't on my station that I was on. I was a weekend host, but I was on the weekend. But my bosses were like, you can't say that. Why are you calling a Republican president a socialist? How dare you say that he's practicing socialism? And I said, it is socialism, and it's horrible. And they said, you're a little weekend host. This is basically what they said. I don't know if it was word for word, but you're a weekend host, and we carry national hosts on this station on the weekdays, and they're not saying what you're saying. That's what they said to me. And I said, they're not following true conservative values, and I am. They did not like me for that. Anyways, I'm just showing, people don't know this. I have been such a solid conservative since I was a kid. I am an ultimate conservative and have been my whole life thanks to my parents. Obviously, my parents had to instill that in me, but I embraced it wholeheartedly. The lawlessness of the deep state because of the Patriot Act allowing the FISA courts, they have abused it 278,000 times. The deep state is laughing at Americans because they're like, oh, we fooled you. Well, they didn't fool true conservatives. We said at the time the Patriot Act was awful and should never be allowed. Sadly, not most Republicans agreed with us. I think most of those Republicans that are conservative would say they got tricked. Hopefully, they would admit that now. But the deep state is laughing. But remember, in this day and age, the deep state doesn't laugh at conservatives. They hate us because we're the ones they don't fool. We're the ones they have to silence. Just remember that. So even though when I say the deep state is laughing at Americans and America, right now they are, you're an exception. They're not laughing at you specifically. I know that because if you're watching this video, the odds are you're already been awake to all of this stuff, or else you wouldn't even be watching this video. So let's get to Grant Stinchfield, who talked about what this FBI has done and how it's been out of control.
Look, we know the FBI is out of line. We know the DOJ is out of line. I can't tell you enough how these agencies have been weaponized against the people. And now we're learning that these FISA warrants, where they go in and get approval to from a special court to surveil American citizens, these warrants have been used 278,000 times, according to a recent report. 278,000 times. This is not just Carter Page and George Papadopoulos we're talking about, the Trump confidants. We're talking about lots of Americans. Well, joining me now to talk about this is former White House official and founder of Revolver News, our friend Darren Beatty. Darren, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, as always.
Darren, what did you make when you saw the number of $278,000 for these FISA court abuses?
Well, it's egregious, but at this stage, not surprising. What we've learned about the corruption and the degradation of the FBI, a once rightly esteemed institution, but what we've learned about the degradation of the FBI over the course of really ever since the Trump phenomenon emerged and actually posed a legitimate threat to the corrupt power centers in the country, what we've learned has been nothing short of scandalous. And this is simply par for the course.
Yeah, it is par for the course. I'm going to give you more, Darren Beatty, too. The FBI is totally out of control. You know what frustrates me, but it makes perfect sense? You notice how many FBI like TV shows there are? See how the mainstream media, like corporations like NBC, ABC, or CBS, whatever they air on, I don't watch them. They glorify the FBI. They're the anti-police movement. They pulled cops off the air because they don't like local police because they don't control them. They're not their personal protection from them being arrested. I'm talking about Washington, D.C. The FBI is their personal protection so that they can do as much criminal activity whatsoever, and you can't do anything to them. On top of, they can use it to go after their political enemies. So they love the FBI. They hate regular police. Regular police would actually arrest them and punish them. So they get cops pulled off the air, but they get massive contracts for all these stupid FBI shows that are totally false and are nothing with what the FBI does. The FBI is just a political organization, basically, now. They do nothing to benefit America anymore. They actually don't go running around capturing criminals. I'm sure a lot of FBI agents went in there thinking that they were going to be, you know, going after the worst criminals in America. But now they're just a protection force for the deep state and a weapon for the deep state. And they set people up. They set, and they've been setting people up for an extremely long time, sadly. Like Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, the governor, the fake kidnapping, right? The FBI set all that up. They did an entrapment of those people and then convicted those people. That's not like the first time. They've been doing that forever, which really makes the FBI the criminals. They're the ones breaking laws. It's illegal for them to do that, but it's almost that, folks, almost every FBI conviction in this day and age, I could proclaim our entrapment schemes, like when they say tampering with evidence. A lot of times those are just entrapment things where they bring someone in, tell them they can't talk about this certain issue or share something, knowing that it's going to be super hard for that person to basically not do that. And then they can go and say, oh, you shared this in an email. And, oh, now we've got you. They entrap people left and right in several different ways. It doesn't even have to be elaborate. My point is, the FBI is so corrupt that it is governors who need to stand up and say, you cannot function in my state ever again. I cannot get this to grab hold. I've never heard anyone else say this other than me. I'm waiting for what I'm saying to have a grassroots and you guys spread it and tell other people that, you know, governors can snap their fingers and kick the FBI out in one day and say, you can't function in my state. I'm going to protect my citizens from your persecution. They can do that. Republican governors can do that with a snap of their fingers. They just pretend like they can't. I'm waiting for me to hear someone else say that at some point in time. Then I'll know, finally, it's spreading out there. I'm thinking at some point it's going to happen. We've got to wake up that Republican governors are the only answer to this federal government tyranny. You are not going to fix it in elections. Donald Trump isn't going to be allowed to get reelected, and you're not going to have the Department of Justice or the FBI crack down on themselves. States are the only ones that can do something, and they have a ton of power. The FBI has a little bit of power. The states have almost all the power. The states loan their power to the federal government. Oh, I get so frustrated on that. Let me go back to Darren Beatty, though. They're talking about this corruption of the FBI.
For what we know to be the new and very much not improved FBI. In fact, remarkable story I learned recently. I'm sure you've talked about or you know about these recent FBI whistleblowers that the weaponization committee had a chance to talk to. One of these whistleblowers in particular, Marcus Allen, a decorated Marine, a veteran of the Iraq War, hero, went on to serve his country further in the FBI, or so he thought it would be serving his country. He was at a regional office, and these regional offices were getting tremendous political pressure from Washington to basically give the witch hunt treatment to anyone remotely associated with January 6th, go full, you know, Salem, Massachusetts on them. And being, you know, a professional, he was doing his due diligence and he read up on the issue and he came across a well-known article from a news site called Revolver.News. And he shared it.
I wonder where that is.
Right. Revolver.news. And he shared this article on January 6th with his colleagues, not even giving it a ringing endorsement, simply saying, I think we should consider this as a matter of background awareness. For simply sharing the Revolver.news article with his colleagues, he was stripped of his security clearance and deemed to have questionable loyalty to the United States government.
That tells you everything. That tells you that the FBI knows that it's practicing evil and is trying to keep its people in line. And who's going to come forward as a whistleblower when you get crushed? And why would you come forward as a whistleblower to Congress where they're not going to really be able to do anything for you? It's the governors that have to do something, as I've said 1,000 times. Folks, in that story, do you hear Washington, D.C. FBI only has the power to tell their local bureaus in other states, go get these people. And if they're kicked out of a state, they can't persecute their political enemies in that state. And I truly believe that governors have taken an oath not only to our Constitution and our rights, but to their own state's constitution, whatever state they're in. And they are duty-bound to protect their citizens from even domestic threats. And the FBI is a domestic threat to conservatives in your state, Republican governors. And it is your duty to kick the FBI out of your state and protect your constituents. And you can do it. You know why they don't? They must be afraid. I can only think they have to be that they stick their tail between their legs when they go home at night. That's the only thing I can conclude, because there's absolutely no reason why they don't do what I'm saying tomorrow. The only reason why they don't do it tomorrow is because their tail is between their legs. That's the only conclusion. I want them to prove me wrong. I want them to be insulted. I wish they would see this. Folks, I have personally sent emails to tons of Republican governors, the ones that I could get their emails to send them and tell them that they can do this. I didn't get a single response because they got their tail between their legs. They didn't respond saying, no, Ben, you're wrong. Here's why I can't do that. They didn't do that. They just don't respond at all. They just pretend like, I'm going to pretend, la, 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 that I don't know that I can kick the FBI out of my state with the snap of my fingers. I'm going to pretend like I don't know that, and I really don't want my constituents to know that I could do that, because if all the conservatives knew that their governor could do this, the problem is the Republican base does not know this. If they knew, they would demand their governor do it. But I cannot get people to realize this is your only chance. People are, what do we do with an out-of-control FBI? What do we do with an out-of-control Department of Justice? You got no chance unless your Republican governors do what I'm saying. It's either the end of America or the Republicans do what I'm saying. I'm not kidding. It doesn't even have to be exactly what I say. You have to have the Republican states stand up to the federal government. Get it? That's it. And if that doesn't happen, why do we even have states? They are bowing knee to the federal government. They bow down to Joe Biden. They kiss his behind because they don't stand up to him. So if you're not standing up to Joe Biden, Republican governors, you're kissing his behind. You better get upset that I'm saying that, because it's the truth. Stop having your lips on his butt and stand up like a man or a woman, because men don't do the job this day and age. So sometimes we need women to stand up like a man and do something. This isn't a game. This is reality. This is life and death, good versus evil. This is people going to prison who are innocent or not. People to go to prison for 10 years for things they didn't even do, for misdemeanors, and you do nothing about it. Is this a joke? It's not. Will someone take my rant and send it to your governor and say, listen to this man, even though he's going to offend you? You need to be kicked in the butt. You need to get kicked in the behind and do something, because you're letting America die. You're in power. Ben Armstrong isn't in power. I'm not elected to office. If I was a governor, I would have done this 2 years ago. That is not a joke, but I'm not a governor. And they would never let me be a governor. But there are governors. You know what my job is here? To get into the head of an actual governor. That's my job. And I pray God has one of you governors actually see. If you're seeing this and you're a governor and you're watching right now, this isn't a coincidence. God is trying to tell you something. You don't have to do exactly what I'm saying. I'm not perfect. But God has got to spark something that you can do. Do something. Something. Stand up. Stand up. Because I don't see anyone standing up. The most I've seen is Ron DeSantis, but I've not seen him stand up to the federal government. And that's what he needs to do. Here's the point. I like Ron DeSantis, but Ron allowed the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago. As soon as that happened, the very next day, Ron DeSantis should have came out and said, this is ridiculous abuse of power, and you use the FBI in my state to do so? Not happening. You are not functioning in my state from now on. That's what he should have done. And you all know I'm right, and he has the power to do so, and he didn't do it. And he's like the best governor we got. You can tell that I'm frustrated. You can tell I have righteous anger. You can tell I'm upset. I have been screaming this, and I feel like I still have to keep screaming it. And I'm a person that believes America's going to its own destruction. So a lot of people get mad at me like, Ben, you always say, look, Trump ain't going to save you. America's headed for destruction. God's judgment is coming on America. And at the same time, I'm also the one that tries to give you the most to know how to defeat these people. The reason why I am so convinced America is going to destruction is because I am convinced that no one's going to do what I'm saying. I know what the answer is. I know how to defeat these people. I also know we don't have people that will do it. And if we do have people that will do it, praise God. But I don't even know if that will give us complete victory. It will stop them. And that's what I'm trying to do. It doesn't mean we have victory. It means we stop their victory. You understand? You can stop them from overthrowing America. It doesn't give us victory, but we at least we can stop them. And then God's judgment will still probably come because we're so immoral. I am out of time. I could keep going and ranting for an hour about this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. That's why I told you that. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.